Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report. We have the illustrious, the wise, and often quite sarcastically funny, Lowell Ponte. And I think your article falls into that last category, Lowell. I'd like you to mention the specifics of your article and why it's so prescient for the times we have. I heard today on Fox News that it was Mad Maxine Waters' birthday. She's 80, and she's not getting older and wiser. I mean, her wish list for birthday is impeachment or assassination of Donald Trump and harassment of his staff so they, quote, walk away and leave him alone. It's mind-boggling she doesn't have even a couple of ideas when she's been in politics for so many decades now. You think she'd have some things for her California constituents or for American citizens, but her only platform is she hates with a passion that's hard to describe Donald Trump. It's quite bizarre, isn't it?
Well, he's not the only one, understand. Maxine Waters has screamed and yelled at me in the past before.
Right, exactly.
That's another story from another time. The point is, at her age, she got very rich by operating a bank that somehow she and her husband got permission,
right,
permission to run. They then basically looted the bank for all they could get.
Exactly.
She was so notorious that when there was flooding in the Midwest a decade and a half ago or so, her vote was needed to pass emergency funding for the farmers who'd been devastated by the flood. So she just wrote into the legislation that she wants $100 cash to be given to each of the people in her electoral district. Who, by the way, are in South Los Angeles. They were not flooded at all. But she just wanted to give them money. And so she wrote that in as a condition of helping actually suffering flooded-out farmers.
Okay.
Oh, no. She does that all the time. She is virtually the definition of the Progressive Caucus, which is to say the Socialist Caucus, in the House of Representatives. She's demanded, no, by the way, if Democrats capture the House this November, she will be head of the Finance Committee.
Wow.
She will be able to control all kinds of institutions that make loans to ordinary Americans. So you can pretty much kiss your ability to get loans goodbye if Maxine takes that over. There will be a lot of insane Democrats taking over key committees. If they win this November, it'll basically be the end of the economy as we've known it. You remember, too, years ago, she was talking to a group of business executives. They may have been car executives.
Right.
One of them contradicted her or disagreed with her on some issue, and she said, well, you just wait until we socialize. And then she caught herself halfway through the word socialize their industries.
Socialize, you're talking about like a manufacturing industry, not just like healthcare or something, or some other plum program. Really?
In other words, she is the very incarnation of what the Democratic Party really is.
Wow.
She is the Democratic Party without its mask on. She is the Democratic Party as it is in its hijacked form today, not the party of your grandfather or great-grandfather, but rather the party of modern evil and Marxism.
Yeah. Well, I think what we have to understand is they've not gotten, they missed that class in grade 3, which is called addition and subtraction. It's part of math. And if you're going to reinvent healthcare, you have to reinvent what healthcare is. Current healthcare is expensive, catastrophic, and I call pre-embalming. And we have probably the worst example of that in any country in the Western world. And people say, well, they want to envy what Canada has or Britain. I've talked to doctors that basically get out of Canada or Britain and go to the United States for private health care, even though private health care is a pain in the butt. I mean, when I was in private practice, trying to deal with insurance carriers is a nightmare. I mean, especially with things like the VA or called the very awful hospital system, I had people requiring surgical procedures or transfemoral nerve blocks or special investigations or even the option of possible alternative cancer treatments. And the insurance carriers just say no. I mean, they're like, you know, dealing with the absolute control freak dictators. The other state licensing authority, usually populated by people who are numbskulls, don't have any specialty training in that particular area, such as pain management. And then they rule over other people where they absolutely have no training and experience whatsoever just because they like to be in a position of power. So the healthcare system is now, like Bernie Sanders said, he wants to have Medicare for all. Medicare is a pain in the butt. My secondary policy is greater than when I used to be in Kaiser. So it's not a solution to take the current system, which is broken, and amplify it for everyone. Now, they say, oh, you're going to save $3 trillion instead of it costs $32.5 trillion versus $35.5. So, but this is a broken system that doesn't work. It doesn't extend life. It doesn't prevent disease.
And
it intervenes too late. What?
And it's going broke.
It's going broke. And the thing is, as the population ages and as new treatments become available and doctors find new centers for valid reasons why they actually need a bill for it, whether it's new investigations, whether it's a CT scan, directed needle biopsy with a genetic karyotype analysis by a pathologist, or a PET scan or some other test or procedure they have invented, it further bankrupts the system. And oftentimes it's too late in the disease to modify the ultimate course, which is either serious disability or death. So when I hear people like Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez, we have to start at the beginning. If we changed everybody's body to an automobile, an expensive automobile, let's say one of my favorites is a Lamborghini Countach, which in Italian means holy cow. And everybody got a Lamborghini Countach in America, but we all had the right to have an Italian mechanic fly in with his tool sets and fix our car so we could pass it on to our grandchildren and it would still drive at 200 miles an hour with a flying apart or vibrating. Guess what? If you maintain that car, you can pass it on to your grandkids. People have done this even with regular vehicles. There's some interesting stories about vehicles that have got, you know, 2 million miles on them. Problem is, we don't have a 2 million mile approach to our bodies. We don't measure pathology before disease, which is living pathology, which I do. And I'm a tiny minority, less than 0.01% of the doctors in the world. And as a result, I'm trying to teach other doctors because they're dangerous. They want 2/3 of the time surgical procedures are inappropriate. 1/3 they're very appropriate, and I'm a surgeon too. 85% of drugs are given inappropriately, even off the FDA list. For example, all antidepressants have never been tested in children, yet they give it to children all the time. It makes them zombies and changes their neural pathways. And they get away with it because the regulations brought in the FDA after the medical profession lobbied back in the late 1920s that they would never be under the scrutiny that had to be FDA approved to use a drug in a non-FDA approved setting. So we have craziness going on. And if the drugs are actually causing...
No, as I understand it, the FDA is such that if they approve a drug for one thing, a doctor can then prescribe it for almost anything else.
Exactly. And then here's the problem.
It's not the condition it was ever approved for in the first place.
And all of a sudden the drugs are dangerous. For example, nonsteroidals, ibuprofen in the cardiac journals. This is by cardiologists. It increases heart attacks by 31%. 200% plus increase if you use a statin drug like Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor in females to make them turn diabetic. That's in the published literature. So people need to understand the current broken system, you don't want to amplify it, you want to fix it first. The same way as we want to fix the border, it's not just the border with Mexico is the problem, it's the overstayed visas. We have 600,000 overstayed visas. We also not only have illegals, we've got chain migration and so on, and it was in Trump's four-year plan. I honestly think he's not going to do it until after the 2018 midterm elections. But I guarantee you that he has to touch health care before 2020. And I'm putting together a plan and a thing called, I call it the Samuel Council, with Scott Adams and others, that we're going to prepare some quick simulcast videos to send on to Trump and then arrange a conference call. Trump, I call it Trump, you know, there's Trump derangement syndrome with Maxine Waters. There's also Trump abuse syndrome. And that includes General Kelly, who won't let the public contact him directly except through stupid tweets. Well, we have his monitors and his so-called advisors advising him to do stupid things, like claim that Russia poisoned the former spy and his daughter with a poison that I know as a toxicologist was only invented by the British at Fort Dow. Okay? So we have Trump abuse syndrome besides the Maxine Waters Trump derangement syndrome. Both are going on.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. You know, it's like with healthcare, for example. I'll give you a good example of an area that I'm researching. Obstructive sleep apnea. Now, this is an example of how things are mismanaged. The medical profession has taken over obstructive sleep apnea, and it's good to identify it because if you don't, the 5-year survival rate for obstructive apnea untreated is the same as stage 4 metastatic cancer like the pancreas. In other words, you don't treat it, you die. You have a heart attack, you get a cardiac arrest at night. Now, when you do apply pressure to the airway, whether it's CPAP or BiPAP, you not only open up the airway, you also cause the heart to pump against resistance, so you develop hypertension. And if you develop serious enough hypertension, you can go into heart failure. Now, there is a treatment available now called Vivos Life, where the actual dentists have developed this technology that actually cures it, but it takes a year and a half to 2 years. You have to do a dental appliance that pulls the jaw forward and actually opens up the upper jaw and the lower jaw, and actually reforms your face to actually make it look not only cosmetically better for your smile and so on. It opens up your airway. So other than wearing a retainer so you don't bite and, you know, hurt your caps, you don't need to use CPAP anymore, and you don't have to have high pressure that can give you hypertension and put you in heart failure. Now, the same thing is going with cancer. I just referred to a gentleman 2 days ago for cancer of the pancreas. Now, he had SIBO for a long time, and he was on and off not taking this SIBO seriously. He's, you know, taking the supplements. That's why when I tell you to take supplements, you take them as I say, and I can retest to see if it worked. Labs like Doctors Data, Genova Labs, Meridian Valley Labs can do DNA probes and other things to find out if I controlled and got rid of your SIBO. He didn't do that, and it turned into pancreatic cancer. So his CT scan showed a pancreatic tumor with secondary to a liver. So now I referred him to Dr. Winkler. He's going to get special treatments, insulin potentiated chemo. The regular chemotherapists, they kill half their patients in the first 6 months by chemo. Now, if they were a regular criminal or the mobsters, they'd be going to prison for it. But they get away with it, even though they have 5 or 6 chairs in their office making buco bucks and selling the drugs at a premium to chemotherapy, and they don't even test the chemosensitivity of the tumor. And there is a test now available. I used to use the one in Germany, and now we use the one in Greece. So he'll be getting the test done to find out what is chemosensitivity, and also we have other novel treatments like dendritic vaccine, Granulocyte macrophage activation factor, and the pharmaceutical companies went after the GCMAF made and released in the Channel Islands off of between Britain and Europe, and it's by itself can actually cure cancer. So you take our nutriments, which block cancer, malignant block, ellagic acid, high-dose power C, like 90 grams a day. I took them to like 15 capsules three or four times a day. And you take other nutraceuticals, and your hair doesn't fall out, your bone marrow doesn't go bye-bye, and the chemo doesn't kill half of the patients. But that's an example of a sick system. Same with our politics. Why do we have lobbyists? Tell me why we haven't blocked lobbyists in local, state, or federal elections. If we got rid of lobbyists and lobby companies, a lot of the corruption would just disappear. People wouldn't even go into politics, would they, if they're corrupt people, right?
Well, lobbying is considered an extension of freedom of speech. It's just
I don't think so. I think it allows billionaires and people like Mr. Bezos to buy the Washington Post and people that can be funders. I mean, you mentioned a good example before the show today that there are some people who run candidacy, and literally 95 to 98% of their funding for their candidacy is actually lobbyists that has nothing to do with their district.
Oh,
not even in their district.
0.8 in the case of Tom Foley, who represented Spokane, Washington, and was Speaker of the House.
Yeah. Right. So what we have to understand is we have broken systems in almost every aspect of American culture. We even have a suspended constitution since 1933, which is a Masonic ceremony.
I would differ. I think we have the best government money can buy.
Exactly. I agree with you. Well, you're in fine form today. The fact is, it's the best money government money can buy. And the same thing goes with Mr. Talal, the Saudi prince, who's a pretty smart guy, actually trying to do high-tech investments in media companies. And they tortured his daughter last November with Constellis, which is a branch of Blackwater Security, under contract from the CIA, the SOD, Special Operations Division. And they tortured him. Now they blackmail him, say, hey, you divorced your wife in a non-Muslim way, and you had contacts that we can presume we're homosexual, therefore we're going to blackmail you into calling and making sure that Alex Jones and other conservatives get knocked off social media. You have to understand what's going on here is mobster action by deep state and media companies, and I don't know why Trump and his people don't not only get rid of Rosenstein, but close down the Mueller investigation and close down media that are doing a soft coup. I don't understand. Trump is just playing this game that thinks he can kind of just power through it by, he's a fantastic, you know, marketer and salesman.
Yeah, that reminds me. We have a big event coming up tomorrow. The big event is going to be that about 100 newspapers in the country are going to follow the Boston Globe's recommendation and lead. One of their editors called for this. All those papers are going to simultaneously publish anti-Trump editorials on Thursday the 16th.
Yeah.
So we'll all feel better. The only problem is every one of them was 100% pro-Hillary, and they've been anti-Trump all along. So what one more editorial means, one more briquette thrown on the fire, I don't know. I mean, none of them are changing their mind and going against Trump.
Yeah.
It's just more of the same. But it shows that the media acts in concert. Oh, by the way, you probably noticed that the pundit, what is his name? In any event, he is one of the Cuomo children, and he's on CNN. And he has declared that Antifa, oh yes, Chris Cuomo of CNN, he has declared that Antifa is more noble than other protesters because at least Antifa has good intentions as it takes clubs and beats their head in. He didn't mention, however, that Antifa, a few days ago, attacked an NBC camera crew, damaged their camera, cut their cables, and smashed some of their reporters to the ground. And then that went unreported on NBC because they don't like to report anything that might seem to be against the political left.
I saw that even on Fox, and I'm surprised that they actually don't even protect their own camera people from abuse and damage by Antifa. And Antifa, by the way, is a terrorist organization. And in fact, I saw actually on air, while they're trying to bleep it out, that there are young people with their faces partially covered calling to assassinate the president. Why are those young men not in prison? And in many countries, they'd already be executed.
Indeed.
What's going on here, you know? Do we want helter-skelter?
Well, one side is allowed to do whatever it wants, and the other side is to be silenced any way necessary.
Well, I heard a very interesting and prescient comment from Roger Stone. And he was, this guy is smart, and he's telling the truth, and he just calls it the way it is, which is why they're doing everything they can, Mueller, to try to harass him and his family and push him into bankruptcy.
By the way, you know there's a new official term for the media putting out editorials saying Donald Trump is evil for criticizing us. They are now called prostitutes.
Yeah, right. Well, they're probably, yeah, they are the prostitutes. But Roger Stone's comment was, any attempt to disarm the American public, if the Democrats ever managed to take over the House or try to impeach Trump or assassinate him, would result in a firestorm of violence like America or any country in the world has never seen. And you know what? I agree. I don't want to see that happen. Our brothers and sisters of all stripes and different viewpoints do not need another civil war. We do not need the insanity of people like Mad Maxine saying, hey, Maxine, you need to go to a senior's home and have somebody brush your hair. You need to be quiet unless you have good ideas. You need to stop inciting violence and the coup.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back. Lowell, the next thing I think we should look at is what are the kind of issues, not just for 2018, because I think actually it looks like the socialists are losing. Now, socialism is really just Marxism with a kind of a fancier name on it. But you don't want to have a top-down controlled government health care. I want universal health care. In fact, I would considerably further than Bernie Sanders or Canada or anywhere else. I'm putting together a PowerPoint to send to Trump to how to fix health care, with number one, the center point being functional medicine, which is preventive, genetic, epigenetic, and functional medicine long before you get symptoms, which is like taking care of your Lamborghini Countach, as I mentioned earlier. The second thing is we need to have a system where we have rapid and not so expensive immigration that targets industry. And there should be an immigration day every day of the year where once a year the industry and states have to put in their requests and jump ballot validify them as to why they need certain citizens with certain skill sets, job skill sets, etc., and clean records that can be validated from their incoming countries for industry. So, for example, micro dirty jobs, says there's 6 million jobs that could be filled now. Well, we don't have enough training schools for all these people in America, and it'll take years to catch up. We can bring people in on work visas or let them emigrate, but they need to come from countries we select so we can actually build up a stronger population of workers that have skill sets we need and have an immigration day and have it streamlined so people can rapidly immigrate here. And we need to monitor them if they best behave. We need to de-immigrate them, if you want to call it. But it's not just a wall. It's the immigration status of 600,000 that at least this year that overstayed their visas. So what I see happening is Trump has got it right. It's his marketing that's being totally confused by these maniacs. Now, the left have gone so far over the top. You know, when Antifa's yelling, they want to get rid of, they got this crazy bunch of Marxist, thugs that they call Antifa, and they pretend that they're actually just Democrat. They're not aligned with the Democratic Party, but of course they are. But we could easily fix this thing without the left-right dialogue of saying you're a communist or you're a socialist or whatever. I think everybody has a right to health care that doesn't involve state licensure, doesn't involve big insurance carriers, and doesn't involve too late treatment that's just got them putting a postage stamp on your carcass as you go to the ground. Because that's what I see. Having been in the healthcare system now approaching half a century, it's broken. And it's broken in every country. The least broken is in South Korea, which is a little more innovative, but they're all broken. And they're broken in different ways, but they're all bad.
Sure, and they all have to do with the major influence factors on them. For example, giant pharma.
Right.
Doctors into pill dispensers. Well, a lot of doctors find themselves in a Medicare system that will pay them, 80-85% of what they bill. And so, of course, just as in Italy, where the average, if a person were completely honest on his taxes in Italy, he'd be paying 110% of his income. And that is just windage. That is, the government knows everybody's going to cheat 75%. So they set the tax rate in order to adjust for that. And so everybody feels entirely justified in cheating because the taxes would otherwise be so high. In the same way, they tell you they're going to pay you 80% of what your treatment actually cost, and they're going to take 9 months or more to pay you for treating people. And so doctors feel perfectly justified in wildly overbilling for everything.
And yeah, in other words, all is
and of course, also, a lot of that falls on insurance, which is why you go into a hospital and get $10 or $15 charged for one aspirin.
Right, exactly.
They have to make up on the insured people what they're forced to pay for all the uninsured people.
See, my multi-point plan for healthcare is a good example of how we can approach everything in America. Making food, for example. Why do we have genetically modified food when it's wrecking people's health and making their guts screwed up, causing cancer, heart disease, and dementia? ADD, et cetera. We had 1 in 4,600 cases when I went to medical school in 1973. Now,
well, as I understand it, a good deal of medical school. Now, at least if you were a chiropractor, they'd be honest. They just have outright courses on how to maximize your billing.
But they're better business people. The chiros are way better.
But in ordinary medicine, they just want to regulate the number of doctors and thereby what prices can be charged.
Well, we have a massive shortage of doctors. That's why we have so many FMGs, former medical graduates, because we don't want to be limited to the number of medical schools, so we increase the DO schools, and they're not even enough to make up the difference. And to be honest with you, you can't substitute with chiropractic, naturopathy, and other things. There are things that medical doctors do that nobody else does, and they need them there. But the problem is the doctors are literally sanctioned. I remember back in 2003, I had a drug rep come into my office and said, "You're not prescribing our drug or our competitors." I said, "I did not see your Swami hat when you came in." She says, "I thought you were a nice doctor." I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "We give you pens, toys, and free samples." I said, "Well, where's this going?" She threw a 50-page report in my desk that showed pie charts and histograms that I wasn't prescribing their drug, which is a statin drug, Zocor, or their competitor drug. I said, "Whoa, where did you get this data?" She said, "We used your DEA, my drug enforcement number." And I was under surveillance by a big data company in Ohio where I never practiced. And I said, "Is it your practice, the state medical board's practice, or this company in Ohio's practice? And you're telling me if I don't prescribe your drugs, you're going to actually sanction me or license, you know, or fine me or delicense me? You've got to be kidding." I said, "Have you ever seen the movie Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?" I said, "Right now, Dr. Jekyll is here, but Mr. Hyde, I can feel that the seams of my jacket about to burst as my shoulders expand, and I can feel hair growing on my hands. I think you better take your samples and get the hell out of my office." Now, people say, this is standard operational procedure. It's nothing different than Mr. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and all these other maniacs like McCabe. People don't understand this is not an anomaly. This is standard operational procedure.
As you were saying earlier, look at chemotherapy, which, as I understand it, is based on the theory that we're going to poison you almost heavily enough to kill you, and since your cancer cells are a little bit weaker than your other body's cells, they will fall off the cliff and die.
But that's not always true, and it reminds me of watching a video.
You can't calculate that neatly.
Well, Masterpiece Theater, I was watching the story about Victoria. She was the queen from about 1837 on, married Albert from Germany. It was an excellent couple. They had like 8 or 9 kids. They're really wonderful people. But the brother, Ernest, of this Albert, was a bit of a runabout. He picked up syphilis, And he got syphilitic skin lesions and so on. And, of course, he couldn't marry his love of his life because he would infect her and cause deformed children. They put him through mercury vapor treatments. Damn it. The problem is people don't understand we're not that much more advanced here in the 21st century, and they don't want innovative doctors. I can treat almost 400 health conditions that other people think are impossible. I can make your DNA level, for example, for hepatitis B, C, and AIDS drop to zero in a matter of 1 to 2 months at a fraction of the cost of a drug they now have for hepatitis C is $10,000 a month. Fraction. I can reverse your blockage of your arteries and decalcification, prove it on a high-speed CT scan and a cardiolite CT scan. I can help you fight cancer by referring to people like Dr. Winkler for IPT, give you the third-generation GCMAF dendritic vaccine at the Isles Clinic, which is the best clinic in the world to go to get the dendritic anti-cancer vaccine. And then we can give you NutriMeds that make cancer not want to exist anymore or repair the DNA. And guess what? Nobody dies of chemo. Nobody has their hair fall out or die of an infection. But the system is not there. In fact, I had one guy who was getting his kidneys coming back. He's up in Hollywood. And he's a Hollywood-type guy. I won't mention his name. And he actually was on a few times. He'll come back with a testimony. They wanted to put him on a dialysis and a renal transplant list, and he got real mad, but he listened to the show, so he called me up. I got him on treatment. He's already getting his kidney function back, even before we get a stem cell therapy clinic treatment at Novastem in Tijuana. And right now he's on peptides and the Red Deer Velvet DR, and his kidney function's back, and he's had to tell the cardiologist and the nephrologist to go to hell. And he's doing fine. He has no symptoms. He doesn't even need dialysis. And they just wanted to put him on a transplant dialysis list because, ka-ching, ka-ching, you can buy a bigger boat if you're...
Donald Trump is doing something, at least part of the way, toward what I understand you're proposing. That is, he has this last chance law. If you're diagnosed as in terminal illness, you can then try any drug you want.
Right, but that last chance is...
Why not realize that all human beings are terminal?
Exactly.
We're all going to die.
But remember, the last chance are drug companies that have to invest billions to launch a drug that might be a whiz-bang, like Entresto, but a lot of time there's a lot of...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Let's talk about your book. This is really important. You've got the seventh in the series written with Craig Smith. It is called Title
Money, Please. Morality, and the Machine.
And Money and Morality. Obviously,
book.
One of my favorite songs, by the way, from ABBA is about money. Remember that song from ABBA?
Money, money, money. Very funny in a rich man's world. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You got the song, the lyrics down. And that's what it is. It's like money runs everything. And that's why even SOD, the Special Operations Division, manipulating Talal to kind of hit Alex Jones and so on, they don't want to hear the truth. Or, well, how dare you say that 9/11 was an inside job? How did a building fall and free fall? And over 40% of the actual material of the building became an atomic vapor cloud because it was hit by nukes and RDX. How come there's 75,000 people dying of cancer now in lower Manhattan? And we've estimated a third of a million are going to die already, not only the 3,000 that died initially, and they try to pretend it was just debris from the building when In fact, it was radiotoxins, et cetera, and 35 times higher level of tritium in Building 6 than is normal. Okay? So these are facts. As I say, the most important thing is ask better questions. And what I see going on here, people like Alex just ask questions. Now, sometimes he pontificates and gets a little bit wild because he's an actor, but that's his right to be an actor. The problem is asking questions is not a violation of our rights. In fact, it's the center of what makes America great, because if you want to make America great again, let us talk to each other. Whether it's Stephen talking to Maxine, say, hey, Maxine, you want to make sure we get rid of prison problems with blacks and why more blacks are being killed by police, including black police? Well, we want to look at the genetics of what's going on with these young boys if they have if they've got bad metabolism and they've got violent genes, which we talked about, the mitochondrial genes that predispose to it, or the fact that they're not getting nourished or they don't have daddies at home. Why do we think they're going to be forced into a gang? Because if they can't go back and force the school unless they join a gang, they're going to get abused or killed.
One of the topics we deal with in Money, Morality, and the Machine is a simple theme. As you noticed, in 2016, for example, more than 65,000 Americans died from fentanyl and other opiates. Why? Well, as I wrote in American Thinker a few months ago,
right,
because China was a victim of the opium wars,
right,
a century and a half ago. Millions of Chinese addicted to opium sold by the British that had been grown in India just to make money and gain power over China, to weaken it as a rival culture.
Right.
And so what are they doing now? Well, they're doing the same thing to us. I mean, more Americans died one year from fentanyl, much of it from China, and carfentanyl and so on, than died in the entire Vietnam War. In other words, we're the subject of chemical warfare just as surely as if they were dropping some lethal chemical on us. Oh, by the way, we're giving this book away absolutely free to your listeners.
Right.
Dr. Bill, anyone who would like a copy, you can pay $20 to Amazon and Jeff Bezos of the Washington Post, or you can get it totally free and postpaid, won't cost you a cent, by calling 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
I would say that the Trump effect, which is good, Trump's trying to do the right thing. Trump is not part of the Bohemian Grovesters and the Americans, which is not really American, because a lot of the members of, quote, the Americans are foreign or globalist billionaires and so on that'll fund people like Peter Strzok. That's why in one day on a GoFundMe he gets a third of $1 million to actually fight with attorneys. And when I see the man, he's making faces like he's some kind of reptile, furrowing his brow, baring his teeth, and kind of leaning forward like making his eyes look deeper and darker into the caves of his skull. It's a bizarre kind of appearance of thinking, is this guy a normal human or is he indwelt by something?
Yeah, he looks satanic.
He does, and he's got, and remember, if you actually look into the Strzok family, these are all bad boys. These are not nice people. And we have to understand, as I've said many times, that's why my ministry is called Clay and Iron Ministries. The clay human flesh is avatared by bad ideas and by transdimensional beings. And people say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, you can't posit that. I said, look, the world is run by what's called the Druidic Council of 13. And under them are many other globalists, like the Vatican and the Black Knights, et cetera, and all these other things. And, you know, the Black Pope, who is, by the way, our current Pope is a Black Pope. He's a friend of so-called Society of Jesus. We may as well be called the Society of Zeus rather than Society of Jesus. I think they misspelled it. But people need to start getting, in fact, that money, 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 like they have a song, runs everything. And above all of this is Luciferic dialectics. That's why you can't be fooled it's just the left. It's also the right. The people on the right are trying to steer Trump, too. Look at the PNAC author John Lightning Bolt and other people that back a form of globalism, even people like, what's his name, or guy from Florida that was a candidate. And he's very much against China, but they're not talking about Russia. They're not talking about the fact that our own SOD, Special Operations Division, working with gangs like the, you know, Blackwater Security and Constellus, are actually going out there harassing people like these Saudi princes when they're doing a clearinghouse last November, and to the services and to make sure. I guarantee you that Saudi Arabia and Israel, who did the nuclear divisions inside the World Trade Center, did it at the auspices of the CIA and the SOD, Special Operations Division. He goes, oh, well, they can't. That's a conspiracy theory. They couldn't possibly pull it off. Are you kidding me? Here's George Bush reading an upside book about a pet goat, in a grammar school, and he looks so incompetent, he doesn't even look surprised by the fact it happened. Okay? That's why his popularity, at least temporarily, was so high. The fact it wasn't an attack by, in fact, even this lawsuit saying Saudi Arabia should be open to lawsuits because they went and attacked us and killed 3,000 citizens, hogwash. It was our own CIA through their proxy mobsters like Constellus that actually pulled off these things along with the Israeli Mossad nuclear division, because the Israelis, who stole micronuclear devices during the John F. Kennedy years, and which is part of the reason why Kennedy died, because he ticked off the Israelis who wanted nukes weapons, and I know, because I know inside contacts inside Israel going back 50 years, that's part of the reason why he died. And the next president of the United States met beforehand to plan out the assassination, okay? This was not a single guy shooting from the book depository. This was a planned thing by multiple parties wanting to make sure they finished off JFK, who was going to print out billions of American dollars that weren't going to go through the Federal Reserve System. That's the worst thing you can do. That's what killed Muammar Gaddafi, wasn't it?
Yeah,
trying to have a gold-backed currency for 22 Islamic nations, right?
And when you say the Federal Reserve, remember, we're talking about money that used to be backed by gold, used to have the government, it helped control the size of the government. When money is just run off a printing press backed by nothing, like the U.S. dollar today, then the size of the government can go to infinity.
Well, it's not just backed by nothing. It's backed by one thing. The CIA took over control of the linkage between gold, between oil and our dollar. So we
right.
really have an oil-backed dollar.
We wrote at length about that.
Right, and you mentioned this before on previous shows. It's not really...
But it is not formally linked. That is, you cannot take
a
dollar and say, "This, I want the government to exchange this for X amount of oil."
No, but the fact is you can't buy oil unless you go through the U.S. dollar. And because of that, it means the dollar becomes the currency du jour in order for you to buy and sell oil on the major markets. Now, it's changing because Saudi Arabia is soon not becoming the major oil producer on the planet. They have the highest quality oil, but they only have 800 billion barrels left. Venezuela has 7 trillion. And with our ANWR and other gas sites, we're the number one oil and gas and coal producer on the planet by far. So the fact is the linkage between the so-called proxy link between the dollar and the oil is changing. And now they're even talking about turning the dollar into a crypto. So they're going to make a Fed coin. They're talking about this now, which is real scary stuff because this means total surveillance of you. So if you want to give your kid $20, the NSA will know. In fact, everything now, if you go to your cell phone, whatever, is under surveillance. We live
all
in the Matrix already.
All of this is like money morality and the machine are about, yes.
Right, we already live in the Matrix. Let's face it, okay? Let's not say it's a theory, damn it. That was created by the CIA to disrespect people who ask questions. The fact is, you have to understand you already are in the Matrix. You just don't know the fullness of it. They haven't yet hacked into human cortex, so they know every thought and every second in your mind. But they're working on it, aren't they?
Absolutely.
They want to know your in 2 years, they want to know your geolocation, your biometrics.
We've just been told today there is a mystery Russian satellite behaving strangely up there. We're not sure why, or at least that's the official version.
Is it a mystery Russian satellite?
A mystery Russian satellite.
Yeah, well, the Russians are no slouches on advanced technology, including mind control, so leave me, keeping them as to say, are we our brother's keeper or are we our enemy's keeper? I would say number two. We're probably our enemy's keeper. We want to make sure we made sure that we stay on odds with the only other two nations that are fighting against the globalists, which is, believe it or not, communist Russia and communist China, other than America. Weird, isn't it? Pretty strange.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.